slow down, you move too fast. You got to make them.
Welcome back. You're listening to Strategies for Success, the radio show dedicated to your success in business and in life. One of the factors that contributes to our success is how we feel and our bodies, how we think about, how we feel about our bodies, as well as how our bodies are functioning, definitely affect how we feel and how we think. This is Bonnie Dubrow. I'm your host for Strategies for Success. Today, my guest is Dr. Lynn Lawrence. She's a psychologist and a life coach. I'm a coach as well. We're talking about food, roller coaster, yo-yo dieting, and how emotions are really the cause or one of the causes for the way that we overeat. And Lynn, before you come back in, I just want to remind people that sometimes, in spite of our best intentions, we might have a health condition or be on medications that actually change our body chemistry, thereby making it even harder to manage our weight. I know that I've been on meds for the last year, and over the course of that year have gained about 15 pounds. For me, being under 5 feet, that's a lot. Just recently, I'm noticing that my chemistry is evening out, and I'm not craving the sweets. I'm not, you know, diving into everything I see like I was for a while. So I'm hoping that my yo-yo is on its way back down.
That's true, Bonnie. That's a good observation. That usually the first year when someone goes on medications such as antidepressants, they will gain weight. Eventually, the body will acclimate to that chemical being in the body and will even out. However, you still need to be mindful of reaching for food when you're not physically hungry. So that won't go away. That's still there. But you are right that the body will acclimate and you'll stop gaining the weight. And then if you implement consciousness, you'll be just fine.
I'm glad to hear that. I know that the last time that I saw my doctor, she said, again, to be exercising, that's going to help my brain chemistry, my body chemistry, as well as the way that my body is showing up in the world.
Yeah, plus emotionally, mentally, you're feeling better, so there would be less reaching for food. And I don't know if you did before.
I was an emotional eater for many, many years.
Uh-huh,
matter of fact, when I taught water aerobics, that became a challenge because it was quite uncomfortable. Or yoga. I taught yoga and water aerobics for about 10 years here in Brevard County. I had to stop eating my feelings because it was very, very difficult to exercise on a full stomach. But yes, that's been a pattern for me that has contributed to my weight yo-yoing a bit.
And have you noticed then now on medication that you don't do that as much?
That being what specifically, Lynn?
Reaching for food emotionally.
Well, as I said earlier, the fact that my office is in my home, just the last week or two, in part because of the excitement of this new radio show, the things that are happening in my life, I'm reaching for food less because I am so actively engaged in what's going on and feeling so excited.
Excellent. Well, that's a good point. So there's excitement there which has been filled, right?
Yes, I am feeling filled from the inside and therefore reaching for food to fill me up, to bring me relief, to be a distraction, much less.
Good. Good. Well, that is a good point, that people need to be conscious of that. Their lifestyle, the passion that they have or don't have around the activities, job that they do in their life. So when we're conscious of those things, then when we're reaching for food, thinking we're hungry, but we stop at that point and feel inside, am I really hungry? Or is there something else that I'm reaching for the food to relieve or to do for me or to fill for me? You know, if there's no passion in a certain activity that they're doing every day, maybe they're reaching for food to fill that up. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I mean, from personal experience, that makes sense. The other thing that I've noticed is that at night, even though I'm working, and I do tend to work later into the evening because I take the morning hours for my spiritual practices, my yoga, meditation, I read. It's when my brain is most creative, so I'm writing. It's also when I go outside and walk in my beautiful gardens. In the evening, I tend to work later. And again, that restlessness that I don't want to sit or I need a break, I was reaching for food a lot in the evening. My understanding is that eating in the evening is a great way to put on weight. The metabolism is slowing down, we're going to sleep, and so I've been drinking more water, eating fruit, so that... And now this being engaged, being excited, the passion, I'm being filled up from the inside. That's been helping.
That's wonderful. I do want to make a comment on eating late at night. It also impacts the depth of sleep, because the body, if you eat late at night and you lay down and go to sleep, then the body is having to use a lot of energy to digest the food. Therefore, it's taking from your deep sleep. You're not sleeping deeply. And when you wake up, there is a tiredness. And then that perpetuates eating food because you want to wake up. You know, it's just this cycle. That was a very good point.
Thanks, and thanks for expanding upon it, Lynn. I'm sure that there are a lot of listeners who can relate to what we've been talking about. So far, we've been focused almost totally on the problem with a couple of solutions mentioned. Mm-hmm. I liked the one about drinking water, maybe we're thirsty. I liked the idea of being passionate about what we're doing. What else can I do? You know, if I'm reaching for food, I need a break, I want to celebrate, what are some of the alternatives that I can do to fulfill the need that won't put any more weight on me?
Well, the first thing to do is to determine, are you physically hungry or are you trying to fill something else, another need? And what I do is put my hand on my stomach. This is after I've taken a drink, so I know that I'm not thirsty. I put my hand on my stomach, and I have a scale that I use from 1 to 10, 10 being that I'm starving, and 1 is like I don't even want to look or think about food. So, and I take a couple of deep breaths and go inside and ask myself, am I really physically hungry? And if it's a 7 or below, then I know I'm trying to fill something else. I'm not physically hungry. So I have a list of things that I look at and say, what is it that will appease me or relieve me? And some of those things are taking a walk. I love to walk in nature. Or calling a friend, calling you, Bonnie. I've done that before. Didn't know I was using you, huh?
Hey, what can I say?
I love to take hot bubble baths. And the other thing I've been doing lately is dancing. So I have a whole lot of high energy music, and I'll put it on and start dancing around the house, just whooping and hollering and dancing and really throwing myself around, and it works. You could watch a comedy, write in a journal, pound on a pillow, massage your feet. I mean, there are people. I encourage people to make their own lists of things that they like to do that bring them joy.
Making a list is a very good idea, Lynn. I've used that with myself and with clients as well. One of the things that I ask them to do is come up with a 5-minute activity, some half-hour activities, hour activities, so that they have a wide range of choices. rather than thinking, oh, I've got to take a day off, or I need a lot of time. For me, walking around the garden, taking out some bubbles and blowing some bubbles, something that simple can bring me relief.
Good point. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. We're wanting relief right away. That's why we reach for food, because it's an immediate relief within minutes. So these other activities will relieve within minutes as well. That's
one
a
of
very
my,
good point.
Lynn, one of my favorite things to do, it's your fault, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
What is it?
It's the jumpers.
Uh-huh, yes.
I love to exercise. Those of you listeners who have been listening since we've been on the air heard Lynn and I tell our story about how we met. The jumpers are the go-between. They're the catalyst for Lynn and I meeting. They're the coolest, craziest-looking shoes. They're rebounding shoes. They have leaf springs on the bottom of ski boots, basically. They're wonderful for us more mature people, especially if we've put a little bit of weight on, because they absorb about 85% of the impact, yet they're more effective form of exercise.
Yes, they're excellent, and they also, why they work so efficiently and quickly with relief is that the endorphins start immediately. As soon as you start jumping, the brain chemistry that we were talking about, endorphins, they start being emitted right away, and you just feel giddy. I've watched people get on them beyond for 1 minute, and they're laughing hysterically. I mean, really giddy. It's like, you know, jumping up and down on the couch or on the bed when you were a kid.
Or a trampoline.
Exactly. Or a trampoline. But I think a lot of people can relate to being a kid and jumping up and down on the bed or the couch.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Lynn.
So that's joy.
If people wanted to see a picture of those jumpers, maybe even order them, how would they reach you and how could they see a pair?
Ah, there's a website, and it's www.jumpforhealth.com.
Now, the radio show, that's the number four. For finding the jumpers, is it the number four?
No, it's a jump, F-O-R, jump for health.
And I'd like to say that we're listening to www.radio4women.net talking about jumpers. I'm talking with Dr. Lynn Lawrence, and the jumpers are a great way to help manage weight, to help fill the need for having fun, a great way to take a break. And I'm so glad you brought them into my life, Lynn.
Oh,
they brought you into my life.
Yes, I'm thrilled. That's the best thing they did for me lately.
Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah.
So back to the idea of being conscious. We've used that word, being mindful, being conscious. Conscious of how I'm feeling emotionally. Conscious of how my body feels. Am I really hungry, or is it an emotional emptiness that I'm feeling? When I'm eating, one of the things that I learned a long time ago is that it takes the body about 20 minutes to register how full I am. So if I eat all the way to when I feel full while I'm eating, the probability is that I'm going to feel stuffed. I've heard the phrase stuffed to the gills to describe that feeling. And so one way to help control what we're eating and avoid that overfilled sensation is to slow down. Another is to chew really well and stop eating before we're full.
That's true, Bonnie. I also, while you were talking, this is what I've been doing lately, and it works really well for me. I am conscious because I've been using these tools for quite some time, although I'm human. And things happen, life happens, ups and downs, transitions. So what I've been doing is grazing. Have you heard of that phrase? So that grazing is eating little bits all day long rather than, like we've been told, eat 3 square meals. The problem with that is that we do overeat. We eat quickly, So it's a good idea to slow down and chew and, you know, wait till you can register in that 20 minutes. So many people don't, though. They're on the go, they're eating in the car, they're really stuffing. So to avoid that and to keep the blood sugar even, you know, to keep us at an even keel and all the chemistry working properly in the body, I've been grazing, so I'll eat like 6-7 little things during the day that keep me even so that I don't feel hungry, you know, that ravenous hunger.
Good point, Lynn. Yeah. This idea of grazing, it's what I do as well. When we get back from this break, I'd like to continue with this idea of consciousness, tie in the idea of what I think about, how I think, how I feel, and how that affects this whole thing of emotions, weight management, weight loss. This is Bonnie Dubrow. I'm your host for Strategies for Success. This is the radio show dedicated to your success in business and in life. Today my guest is Dr. Lynn Lawrence. We've been talking about how our eating affects our brain chemistry, our mood, and the way our body looks.